Web Science Snippets, Andrea Banzati.
Now, everything in nature interests us fundamentally. We don't even know why, but so it can be flowers, it can be planets, but everything interests us just because it exists.
So when we look outside for these new planets and the stars, we can understand ourselves.
To understand who we are and where we come from, we cannot just rewind. It would be fantastic if we could see the movie of our history and just go back. But we cannot. So the way to do it is to look at other systems that are forming.
WEAP has a unique sensitivity, and it's really important to see those details that has never been captured by any other spacecraft.
The reason I study complex organic molecules is because we want to understand how the chemical environment, they evolve for the simple molecules like water, carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, more evolved system.
So I work on observations related to fundamental processes that happen in planet formation, especially pebble drift theory as a process for forming planets and disks.
Solid spheres are basically the fundamental building blocks of our universe, and they participate a lot of astronomical processes, from forming molecules to the evolution of galaxies. But its sources are still not clearly known.
Wiroka.
Combine together physics, we can combine chemistry and also biology in order to understand how simple chemical systems evolve to complex chemical systems and how this promotes somehow the origin of the life.
I believe that GWST has a unique potential to tell us this story, and I think it really will come in the next few years.